Three people killed, an infant is hospitalized in critical condition after an SUV crashed into a bus shelter in San Francisco over the weekend. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 179 points, and NASDAQ ahead 217 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32. Widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery firefighters responded to a large fire at the fairgrounds during the SLE rodeo Saturday night. The fire took place in a barn area near Garrett Coliseum just before 10 p.m. There were no reports of injuries to any civilians, animals, or firefighters. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that injured a woman Saturday night. Officers were called to a local hospital around 9:30 p.m. concerning a female victim arriving with a gunshot wound. It was later determined that the shooting took place in the area of Ridgecrest Street. No further information has been released. Number 12-ranked Auburn won the SEC Basketball Tournament Championship, beating Florida 86-67 on Sunday. The 27-7 Tigers avoided the upset bug that took out the SEC's top three seeds, including Alabama, in Friday's quarterfinals. This is the Auburn Tigers' third SEC Tournament Championship and second under Coach Bruce Pearl. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the river region.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you telling people about the program. So let's get to the big news over the weekend.
Oh, Clark hung up. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm being aggressively helpful this Monday.
The news over the weekend.
Good she'll hang my head in shame. Shame.
Yeah, that Donald Trump, we kind of segued towards it or headed towards it by saying that we hoped our teams would kill the other teams in the NCAA tournament. And we hoped it was a bloodbath. I hope we blow them up. Can you say all those
Scott.
Things? Are we really to the point where people are dumb enough?
There's a lot of war imagery in sports. Yes.
Yeah, sports and politics.
Yes,
and we all say them. We all use it. I mean, we don't even mind if our little kids are like, you know, they play for the Roadrunners and they're going to play the Mud Dogs. And like, oh, we're going to kill them. You know, 8-year-old mm-hmm. kid. We're going to kill the Mud Dogs today. We're going to kill them, Dad. And you're like, oh my gosh, I hope my son is not a murderer.
Oh no, all these children are such little violent heathens.
I mean, no one thinks that. It's the people who are brain damaged. I'm talking about, like, have real mental problems. And over the weekend, Donald Trump gives a speech where if you just read the mainstream news, NBC News says Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Mm-hmm. CBS News, in Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses it. Rolling Stone, Trump says there will be a bloodbath. Certain Republican senators, what's that little Tweedledee? We'll leave it to that.
There's so many of them.
Down in Louisiana. One of them's Edwards, but the other one is...
That guy
you know
was just a complete nincompoop, and I saw him this week, and I thought, I feel sad for you. He's been there forever. Hold on. What? Now I got to look
You know
it
who
up.
I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, we can't vote against him. Cassidy.
That's it. Ugh.
Cassidy says, what was it? On Sunday, he goes on NBC.
I will vote.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And he said that Trump's bloodbath rhetoric... concerning to some voters. I'm like, you are just a... Look, I get it. If you're against Donald Trump, fine. But the sad part is, why do we have so many Republican leaders who are just, what's the word, Allison? You're the best at words that are derogatory.
Weenus smacker.
Why do so many of them have to be weenus smackers? I mean, he's going out on a limb. He's supposed to be on our side. Yeah, I understand when the left wing media just lies to the American people.
Right.
I understand when Joe Scarborough says something stupid, but at least he got so shamed that he backed up on it. But when our own people, like Bill Cassidy, the Republican senator from Louisiana, one of the two, has to go with the flow. Does it not occur to him? Was he totally ignorant of it? Was his first response not, hey, are you sure? He was talking about like real blood and guts, violence kind of stuff. No, he was more than willing. He was tickled to death. He wanted to say, oh, some people are. And so, but he can crawfish out of it. He can slither out of it by saying, well, some voters are concerned. I mean, they were given the wrong information and they're very concerned. You knew what you were doing, Senator. You're a weenus smacker.
It was like a skink. You know, like a skink. Ew. They change colors. They're disgusting.
Ew. Is this like a little changing color, slimy salamander?
It kind of looks like a salamander, but you kind of touch it and it feels like a slug.
Oh, I got you.
You feel a little sad. You know,
is that what Cassidy is?
That's what he is.
He's a weenus smacking skink. Is that what he is? Skink.
A skink.
Are you sure?
Who eats skink?
That's different than a
hot brown
skank.
A skank. That's different than a skank.
Those are two different animals.
Skinks can lose their tail.
Neither are good.
Neither are good.
Skinks can lose their tail. Where is this going? Skinks can lose their tail.
Bill Cassidy is like that.
I thought you were going to give me the difference in the two animals.
He just changes according to wherever he is. And it just happened that he got to be a swamp creature elevated to the position of Poseidon. Look at me, I'm going to say, I'm going to vote for the candidate.
And he's always in there with Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins.
You loved it. Swam around in the filth. Came out.
No. I was giving the list of the Mitch McConnell senators. Thune.
But here's my
and
question.
I thought you were going to throw, yeah.
No, when you point at me now, all I think to do is say, weenie smacker. weenie smacker.
So what do we do when you have friends?
And weenie smacker.
Besides calling them weenie smackers or skinks, when they say, did you hear what Trump said? He was just a terrible. I have to do my elegant Southern accent. Did you hear what Trump said?
No, what did he say?
He said that it is going to be a bloodbath. And that is just absolutely unacceptable for me and my Sunday school class to vote for him anymore because he said it's going to be a bloodbath.
He was advocating violence.
He was so looking forward to having some violence like he did back on January the 6th. And
we just can't vote for him.
We can't vote for him.
Because we are
better than that.
Sunday schoolers.
Can I read the definition of bloodbath?
Please.
This is the third definition of bloodbath.
Okay.
Substantial losses by many people, as in mass termination of employment or widespread financial loss.
Wait a minute. Does this mean that Mr. President Trump knew what he was talking about, Allison?
Because he was talking about the automobile industry. And how China is manufacturing all of these cars in Mexico, and then they're just going to send them over. There's no tariffs. There's no import, right. Anything.
They'll just undercut everything. Like everything that China decides to weigh in on that sector of the economy, they just undercut everybody until everyone's out of business, and then they run their prices back up.
And he said it's going to be a bloodbath to the American car industry.
If he's not elected. So he wasn't talking about we were going to go to war and fight it out in a civil war if he's not elected? He wasn't talking about violence in the streets? What?
Well, the English dictionary would suggest that he was actually referring to one of the official meanings of the word bloodbath.
Here is Trump's statement. It's a little long. If you're listening, President Z, and you and our friends... But he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars as now we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those guys, if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. So he's talking about car manufacturing. So, look, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, the rest of them, they know better, do they not? Anchor Kirsten Welker said, I want to start by getting your reaction to Donald Trump's comments about a bloodbath. Do you think those comments were appropriate? Senator Cassidy, the general tone of the speech is why many Americans continue to wonder, should President Trump be president? That kind of rhetoric is on the edge, and maybe it doesn't cross, maybe it does, depending on your perspective. He walks up to the edge on rhetoric, and again, that's why people are concerned. What a...
weenus smacker.
I can barely take it.
Do you realize how it could have been stopped? Like, just one line, and just tell the truth. Like, none of them did it. Not a single person asked this question on the Sunday I'm Important shows said anything close to the truth. And no. So what do we do when our friends repeat that to us? He said bloodbath. Like, what do we say in response? What would you say in response?
I don't know. My response probably doesn't work. I mean, it would be something like, yeah, he was right. What is your opinion? Mm. And then you get the, he shouldn't say violent stuff. And you're like, he was talking about how many people who make cars are going to be out of business. It's going to destroy the automotive sector. And then they're going to look at me like, what are you talking about? And then my response is, so you don't even know what he was talking about when he said bloodbath, and you're preaching at me about, I can't take it, I can't, oh, it's so fun. That's what, and it's probably not the best strategy, but that's what I want to do.
I think it's brilliant.
You just screenshot that definition, and when they talk about it, you pull out the transcript and that definition, you say, he's a freaking genius.
And then see what they thought.
You're a weenus smacker.
Smacker, just like them. Nancy Pelosi goes on to say we have to win this election because Trump is predicting a bloodbath.
Nancy. It really is interesting.
She's still around.
It is. Have you looked at pictures of her from like the 80s? She magically looks exactly the same.
It's adrenochrome.
Old and
you did see that about it over this works. Weekend.
Yes, I did. There's conspiracy theories that.
That she what?
Yeah, it's not Thursday.
Takes adrenochrome, but we can't talk about it.
That's really going down a rabbit hole.
Are you sure
hole.
They? I've seen the movies where the witch lady like gets the young child and they touch them on like the face and it's like. And all the life
good,
comes out of them and they're just like a shriveled up raisin corpse left. And then the lady gets to live longer. The problem is there's a glitch in Pelosi's system because when you do that, you're supposed to end up beautiful and young. And Pelosi just keeps going back to this.
It's because the evil is so overwhelming.
So strong.
Even the young genes cannot overcome.
Maybe
evil.
Once you reach like 500 years old, you're just staying alive. You're not getting young again.
I mean, if you're 500 and you look 75, that's pretty good.
She's doing pretty well.
Yeah. I think she's winning.
Here's Pelosi's quote after she said she's responding to the Trump stuff. But we just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath.
It's Kamala Harris' speechwriter.
Circular logic.
What does that mean? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness, but how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians. Honestly, I don't condemn our soldiers for losing or dying in war or being captured in war. He said he was wrong with Russia. They defeated Hitler. What about the millions of Americans who risked or gave their lives? What about him saying the soldiers buried in Europe? He didn't want to visit them because they were losers. She is just one lie after another. But, you know, it's awful.
Oh, gosh.
Did y'all see in Washington State, you don't have to take the bar exam to be a lawyer anymore?
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah. Do you have to go to law school?
I think you still have to go to law school. But the Supreme Court of Washington, this story is from Spokane. We'll segue to where all the Alabama basketball teams, except for one, are going to have to head. So y'all watch yourselves if y'all go, because it is crazy town. Emma Epperly. The bar exam will no longer be required to become a lawyer in Washington. The state Supreme Court ruled in a pair of orders on Friday, because that's what the Supreme Court does.
That's funny. They're all lawyers.
The court approved, listen to this, alternative ways to show competency and earn a law license after appointing a task force to examine the issue. Do y'all want to guess what the problem was?
What?
The traditional law exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys. Those doggone tests, those pesky tests.
Why? Is because of, like, the cost or?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh, good grief.
Marginalized groups are not passing the test, so we're going to get rid of the test.
That's what we do in third grade in Alabama.
I mean, look, I know some dummies who are lawyers, and they pass the bar exam, so good luck to you folks in Washington. We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches in our daily meat and 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Not a lot of time left in the day, but we got some good callers up. Jerry D is a first-time caller. Jerry D, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing well. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you, sir. I am. There's kind of a slow news. Something's come to my attention. I used to work for the government. I really don't trust them. And I don't know if you guys have talked about this new work that's going on to get everybody that's a small business owner, solos up to 20 employees, to register with the federal government because they're so reliable. And I know this database won't be hacked at the Treasury. They want your name, your address, and they want a photo ID of you to be included. There's a couple of challenges to the constitutionality of it's called the Corporate Transparency Act.
Mm-hmm.
They want all the owners to make this report, and I've had a discussion with other folks. It's just got me beside myself because I'm a small business owner and I just don't trust the government with any more of my personal information.
No, I agree with you, and somebody told me that it includes, like, you know, small business that has one owner, like even down to one, you know, self-employed small business owners. Is that right? Do you know?
That's absolutely true. I'm a single member LLC. I own my own business, and I'm the only one, and I will absolutely be required to be part of this come not later than December 31st of this year, since I already existed prior to January 1st.
Did they give any reason why they... Here's what you have to provide them. Full legal name, date of birth, residential or business address, unique identification number from an approved non-expired government ID, including a state-issued license, a state, local, tribe-issued ID, a U.S. or foreign passport, a scan or photograph of the ID. They have all this kind of stuff already. Why do they need a picture ID to know what I look like? So they can put it in their little facial recognition database?
You know that facial recognition software is so reliable, and none of this will ever get lost or stolen.
No.
I used to work for the government. I've had already two of those credit monitoring services provided to me because the government lost my health records, and then somebody broke into pay records.
Of course they did, Jerry D. But you're right. We need to remind people. I saw a couple of stories. I thought, really, that there's no way. Why in the world? I just didn't believe it, Jerry. But millions of Americans are going to be required to turn in this photo ID. It's very similar to the effort where they said you have to turn in your taxes electronically. So it's easier for them to let AI scan through your taxes and maybe they can find something they can come after you for. It's all along the same lines.
It's, well, that's where it's going. It was based on the notion that we needed to stop money laundering.
Right.
And my answer to that is, as a law enforcement expert, Sin Fin has the word criminal in it. I haven't broken a law, and I'm being added to a criminal database.
Well, see, here's what they're doing. They're they're figuring that a bunch of us won't know to do it, and then we are criminals.
Well, and the
because they passed the law knowing we're not going to know to do it. How does a regular person know?
Well, and that's been part of the complaint, is the government's not getting the word out that this is coming. But the cities are on board. I'm seeing advertisements on television from tax preparers that are saying, hey, you need to register. We can help you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so we can pay them to do it. Maybe it's make work for them. Here's what's funny is, for them to do the... the alerts, or to let us know properly, they would have to send us small business owners a notice to tell us to do this. Well, if they send us a notice to tell us to do this, that means they already know what the business is and where we live. So the only thing they're actually getting is our picture with it lined up with our state IDs.
So that they can employ all their facial recognition little cameras on the sidewalk. And when you are protesting something you shouldn't be protesting, they'll say, okay, so they own this business. We'll do an IRS audit.
That's exactly. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I'm starting my own.
Thank you, Scott.
Contact Congress people and tell them they need to turn this off now.
I agree with you, JD. Appreciate you, buddy. Allison will get in touch with one of our senators and get that handled. I'm going to get in touch with the other one. Thanks, Jerry D.
Word. I think we both only have the same choice, Scott.
Yes. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome to the program.
Oh, we'll get Joey to call one.
Yes.
Got it.
You on top of that, ID to vote too, now. What about that one? Throw that in the pot too.
Yeah, but we didn't scan your ID, though. We just wanted, I mean, you can make a fake ID.
You
want to have an ID to vote, don't you? You know how many times I'm going to vote if you don't check my ID and mark my name off, Duke?
I should vote as many times as I want to. If I want to vote 50 times, I should vote 50 times. Anyhow, I'm just joking about that. I'm just joking about that, people.
I know you are. Me too.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen?
Good morning, JL.
Okay.
You didn't care. You didn't sound like you cared that we were doing well, really.
I won't get on to it because y'all kind of got me off my game today. After my Auburn Tigers won last night, the SEC championship game and everything, I was in a happy mood and everything, okay? Until I turn on this show right here. Uh-huh. Not right here, but right here. I'm not as smart as Rando and Red Top and everything and some of the other callers, you know. But when it comes to common sense, now, I'm pretty sharp on that kind of thing. I heard the same thing you heard about when Trump was talking. Yeah, he was all over the place for a minute. He was talking about a little bit of this and that, talking about the hostages that was in jail, they're going to let them go and all that. I heard all of the different things he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Also heard him out of his mouth say that, first of all, he got to get reelected first, but, you know, if I don't get reelected, it might be some bloodbath, you know.
Yeah, he's talking about the auto industry.
Along with other things, he said. That's what I heard now. So I put it in context, what he said. I'm going to keep it at that. He said those things, so.
Hey, Duke, we got to take a break. You're welcome to stay with us. We'll be back.
Okay, I'll hang around for a sec.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The Harriet Two River Boat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32. Widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well, as is Duke, who...
No, Mr. Scott, since you're so smart and everything, have you ever heard Trump say anything that wasn't on his mind? Have Trump always said it was on his mind? Since you've been here.
I think he pretty much says what he wants, yes.
Okay, he tells the judge that she's ugly. He tells people how he feels about them all the time.
Yeah.
He's going to say what he wants to say, okay? Trump said what he wanted to say Saturday, okay? People can take it and, oh, he shouldn't say they've tried to...
Wait a second. You don't think I'm offended by it, do you?
I ain't worried about it.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, he's going to say what he want to say. I'm tired of these people coming out trying to protect him, like the people on Fox News, for example. I turned over there just for the hell of it to just see what they say. Oh, the liberals did. Oh, they're taking this and twisting what he said. And Trump said what he said.
Here's the thing. Look, okay. That's why I had the little part about the 8-year-old basketball team or football team, baseball team or whatever, saying we're going to kill the mud turtles or whoever they're playing today. They don't mean they're really going to kill them. I have no problem if Trump says they're going to be a bloodbath in the whole country if he doesn't win.
No, I'm not.
I'm solidly with making fun of the people that act like they're afraid. You're not afraid. You think those people are afraid? You think Nancy Pelosi really thinks that the violent people are coming to get her? She would have a film crew there to film it like she did January 6th.
Let's pause for a second, dude.
Okay.
You trying to mix the orange and apple with that with the kids and all that. Mascot got all this stuff. The devil did beat the hell out of them in the high school and all that, elementary school. But when we're talking about people.
Okay.
Wars and, you know, civil wars and all these kind of things, throwing this stuff in the air. We've been hearing this for the last several years about this thing may pop off. What it's going to take to pop it off. Okay? Mm-hmm. We've been hearing about that. I've been hearing about it. You know, I talk to different people about these things. I talk to white friends, black friends, all kind of people that's in, you know, that know people that may be involved with some of these kind of things and thinking about those kind of things. Okay? So, it's in the air, people. So, but for a potential president can kind of pull gas on a little bit and try to, you know, get this thought in people's minds. We don't need that right now in this country. Hell, we're already divided like hell already. So,
you want Trump to be more safe with what he says?
Well, he want to represent the people of this United States of America, don't he?
What do you want him to say? You know, if I don't get reelected, it's going to be a really sad, sad little day for the automotive workers.
No, it should be what he should not say. He should have talked about the automotive. It's fine. But why talk about blood, man? What the hell they got to do with the cars? You're going to shoot the cars? Or we're going to have blood coming out of the damn wheels or the cars or the tires or something? Where the blood coming from?
So you want him to talk in a way that's different than all of us regular people talk? Duke, are we back to the problem is he's a mean tweeter?
It's the problem is that we know what kind of shape this country is in right now as far as people getting along and, somebody may want to take control of this country one side or the other. So we don't want to work together anymore to get things done. So it got to be outside of that side. So Duke, talk is in the air now. Why?
All right. Thanks, Duke. Appreciate it. So thousands of people can set the United States on fire in the summer of love. But someone running for president can't use the term bloodbath, because we're just too sensitive. We can't understand what somebody says. I mean, if it was fully in context, then it doesn't. I don't even think it seems terrible out of context, unless you're literally talking about violence.
Just so funny because the left is so quick to latch onto this and use it to spin however they want to.
And they can say anything.
But their cities are literally bloodbaths.
Literally.
Literally. Like on the subway, mm-hmm. car full of crowded people, fight breaks out, guy gets shot in the head, bloodbath on the subway car.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live thing where the two guys that do the news, you know, they write each other's mm-hmm. lines, mm-hmm. and the I think it was the black guy said something about the people of Chicago have called for a ceasefire and end the violence in Gaza. and so the people of Gaza called for a ceasefire and end the violence in Chicago.
That's funny.
I mean, it's true.
It's very true. But we're back to the issue of truth. And he could never get around to what's truth. Like, what was actually said in right. context? Like, that, you know, we talked about it earlier, but that is an important question to ask people. What did he actually say?
Yeah.
And don't why want is it, to deal in truth. That's
why
not
is
their
it
favorite.
The right? Why is it the people on the right have to always be the ones that are safe? The people on the nice. Left can say whatever they want to say, and then we're back to the Sunday school class or whatever. And I'm not besmirching Sunday school class, but I'm just telling you, they use our goodness against us.
Right.
If you're picking between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and you're one of the Sunday school class, that should be a very, very easy choice.
And when I say Sunday school class, please let me clarify. I mean a liberal, progressive Sunday school class where we talk about how terrible Trump is and how good Biden is. That kind of Sunday school class.
Yes.
Where they read books instead of the Bible and they make up what they want it to be. And, you know, say things like a pastor did this weekend in some other church, I think it was out east, mm-hmm. that perhaps God worships us. Like, that's the kind of Sunday school class I'm talking right. about.
Where niceness has, what was that article I showed you the other day?
Yes.
Where niceness has replaced the gospel
yes.
or something like that?
Yeah, we're on
and
Twitter.
That's kind of where we are.
And so we don't even recognize it when it's smacking us between the eyes because it's yep. inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just let the bad guy, the complete bad guys, even if we said both were bad guys, both say things they shouldn't, both do things that I don't agree with, but the ones who were adamantly opposed to us, we'll let them win because our candidate is not nice enough or sweet enough, so we'll let the really bad person win. Let's go out to Bama John. First time caller, Bama John, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for letting me talk.
Yes, sir.
But I get tired of this nonsense about they've been twisting Donald Trump's words. It's not the first time they've been twisted from the beginning. It's totally nonsense. They want to take our focus off Biden stumbling and bumbling and can't put two sets together that make sense. It just don't make no sense to be doing all this. And they do more than hurt the country. The Democrats like Chuck Schumer gets in front of where Israel is after in a fight of their life trying to survive, and he gonna tell the world that they need to change leadership. That's election interference with another country.
Yep.
Now, to me, the only thing Israel needs to be negotiated is a total. They need a total. Hamas need to surrender. The only thing they need to is a total. Surrender.
Ceasefire.
And that's the only thing they should. They was at home. The way I see it, they were at home watching TV, buying their own business. And somebody show up at your house and start shooting. What you think gonna happen?
Yep. You're right, Bama John.
Right.
Hey, Bama John, we got to take a break, brother. Thank you for the call. And call us back again. We'll be back.
Of your Jeep, then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and affiliated with FCA US.
Enterprise, LLC.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
It's that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds in Prattville, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We got two things that we're going to have to kick off tomorrow. Is Trent Baker has a story. Donald Trump mentioned one of our U.S. senators, and then the other U.S. senator is not in hot water, but man.
He's on fire.
He sounds like he could be one of our co-hosts.
He let them have it. And then they tried to call him on the table, and he just doubled down.
It's my man.
Man, doing good stuff. So we'll have that tomorrow if we run out of time. My man. Let's go to, we'll take them in order. Lunchbox Bob, welcome to the program.
It's the end of the third half. Two babes and Scott. And Scott, let me give you some hope. Let me give you some encouragement. We've heard some people here hinting at possibly some societal frustration. And I want to assure you and all our listeners, there will be no civil wars in the United States anytime soon. Civil wars require parallel systems acting against each other to create the friction necessary for that violent spark. And currently we have nothing like that, certainly not here in Alabama. Our state government is nothing but a piping system so that the sewage from the federal world directly and quickly and profitably for the people in Montgomery gets to us everyday citizens as quickly as possible. And the feds aren't going to risk a parallel system coming up to oppose them. So don't worry about that. No civil war. Now, societal unrest, civil disobedience, the enemies in both the Republican and the Democratic Party want to see that. Look at what Tyson's Food is doing to their American employees and doing with our newly undocumented workers coming into the country. Look at what Senator Tommy Tuberville is talking about is in our classrooms and in our children and in the generations of Americans soon to be of voting age. He's calling it out. You'll get to that tomorrow. So when people are worried about, oh no, there's going to be a war, no, there's not. Americans are too fat, dumb, and lazy to fight one. 3 days without their CPAP and half of them would collapse. Now,
hang on, Spock.
Let's talk about one more thing. And this one is important. Yeah. Americans want to help be the solution. Don't argue with idiots that are still listening to the mainstream media. Now, we all know that Trump used the word bloodbath. Play dumb. When someone says to you, aren't you afraid? Aren't you outraged? Go, what did he say? When did he say it? Where did he say it? What context did he use to say it? Have the idiot who believes MSNBC actually pull up real news articles with the supercomputer they carry in their pocket and right there with them walk them through the context of how they're being manipulated by forces that want to destroy the conversation, not just the country. Don't be angry with them. They're stupid. Don't be upset with them. They're deceived. Just help them walk the path of understanding what really happened. Otherwise, we're all going to end up down in Mobile handing out hot browns while looking for leprechauns. I'll be there selling coffee. Strong, black, and slightly better.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Sam from Pike County, we got a few seconds, brother.
Ladies. Yeah, get my new CPAC machine from the VA tomorrow. I just thought that was pretty good. Thanks, Lunchbox. It's true, man. I get upset and whatnot, but I'm just passing the torch. Let somebody else fight it out. Yeah, society will close. That's your job, Beefus.
You got it, Sam.
Hey, man. Great show. Off to a great week. Thank y'all, okay? Thank y'all.
All right, absolutely. Aww, Sam from Pike County. We appreciate it. We're going to be back tomorrow. A lot of stuff to talk about. You don't want to miss it. Call your friends, your relatives, people you like, people you don't like. Tell them to listen to our show. Y'all be safe out there. Sky, have a great day.
Thanks, man. Y'all too.
We're going to try to be back tomorrow at some time. Y'all going to be here?
Hopefully.
Perhaps.
That's the honest answer.
I'll probably be late.
Yes, you probably will. See y'all.